are joined right now by wide receiver for the national champs, Clemson. He was an honorable mention all-ACC-er at both wide receiver and all-purpose slots last season. Coming off a huge game in Saturday's win over Georgia Tech, he had 6 receptions, 161 yards, a couple of TDs, the ACC receiver of the week, 25 receptions for 429 yards and 5 touchdowns on the season. Clemson is undefeated. They're 5-0. They're number one in both polls, and they're hosting Syracuse on Saturday at noon Eastern time. Amari Rogers is my guest. Amari, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Good to have you. Hey, listen, I know that at this point of the week, you're already looking ahead to Syracuse, but if you could take me back to the Georgia Tech game for one moment. In the first quarter, you went to wide receivers coach Todd Grisham. You told him that if the offense ran a certain play, you'd be open. They called the play. You were open. Trevor Lawrence connects, and it's an 83-yard touchdown. What did you see that let you think that you would be open, and then how good did it feel to execute and back that up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The night before, just watching film, just seeing how they played the certain formation that we ran the play out of. You know, I saw the look, and then we ran that formation earlier in the first quarter, and they gave the same look that I saw on film. So I just went to the sideline and told Coach that, you know, the look's going to be there if we run it. And, you know, lucky enough, you know, we ran it, and it was the same as that look they showed earlier in the game. So, you know, we hit, you know, and it was all there. It was all up from there.
Amari Rogers, my guess. The thing about that is it was the team's longest TD of the season, reception-wise. But as Lawrence had said earlier in the year, if you've got a half step on a guy, you're open. How would you describe the chemistry that you have with Trevor on the field?
It's really good. You know, I feel like it started to take off during quarantine when we had to stay in Clemson and work out and stuff like that. We made sure to throw 2 to 3 times a week, just building that chemistry so that when we started camp, you know, there's no fall off from when we left off in spring. So we did a good job as a whole with the receivers, you know, meeting up with him and the quarterbacks, just building that chemistry and keeping things straight so that when we started back, you know, it was no fall off when we're back normal like when we left off. So, you know, we just emphasize that in practice. You know, when we mess up something in practice, if we don't catch a certain route, you know, we're working on it after practice too until we get it right. So, you know, he just does a great job of making sure that we treat every rep in practice like a game rep. And, you know, if we mess something up, we get it right so that we can have that in our mind that it works. Because, you know, if it works in practice, it's going to work in the game.
We're talking to Amari Rogers. I'm going to pick up that thought in just 1 minute because I think that when the coaches talk about you, they talk about that very thing, the way you approach it, your process, how hard you go. You know, you also bring a rare level of versatility to the game because you can play the slot, you can play on the outside, you can be the jet sweep guy, you can high point the ball. You're always working on your game and looking for ways to improve. Does it feel like you're in a spot right now where you can do just about anything on the field?
For sure. I definitely am confident that I can do anything in the field to get the ball in the hands and help my team win. You know, I'm willing to do anything. And, you know, just working in the offseason, that's really what I was preparing for, to be able to do anything to help the team. So I knew coming to my senior year that, you know, I have an extra load on me that, you know, I haven't had before. So, you know, I just went ahead and prepared for that mentally and physically so that when the time came, you know, I was ready. So, yeah, I definitely feel like I have the confidence right now to be able to do anything to help the team win.
All right, so where does that come from? For instance, offensive coordinator Tony Elliott said, quote, "I think it boils down to the way he conducts himself in the meeting room, the way he prepares, the way he takes care of his body off the field. He's always the last receiver on the field at the end of practice." So where does the attitude and the work ethic come from?
Just studying all the other players that, you know, that's been there and, you know, that's been at the highest level of the game. And, you know, just looking at interviews and stuff on YouTube, you know, I do that. You know, I study the best people, you know, in interviews. I look at what they say, certain questions, you know. I watch their practice tape. I see how they approach practice. And, you know, I do everything like that. I just study the best, you know, the best of the best. You know, they approach it with a pro mentality. And, you know, they approach it like nobody else does. So, you know, that's how I come out every single day. You know, I know that it's other people around the world, you know, working for the same goals that I want. So, you know, I don't want anybody to outrope me because, you know, I want to achieve those goals and more. So, you know, that's my mindset every single day when I hit the field, that, you know, I'm going to get 1% better every single day. And hopefully that's good enough to end it all.
It's great. We're talking to Amari Rogers. I think that also extends to the past summer when you were working out at your high school, Knoxville Catholic. Your high school coach there would point out to the current players that you're working harder than ever, even though you've had success. Like, what were those workouts like in the summer?
You know, they were tough. They were probably the toughest workouts that I've done on my own, especially, you know, just making sure I emphasize staying in shape. So just doing a lot of things that I haven't done to make me uncomfortable. so that when I got in the situation that I am now, you know, that I am comfortable and I'm ready to play. You know, I'm ready to make those plays for my team. So, you know, just a lot of stadium step runs, you know, just a lot of sprints and stuff. I worked on my speed a lot this offseason, just improving it because, you know, I wanted to tap into that another level. So just doing a lot of speed work, you know, flexibility, you know, balance work and stuff like that. Just working on everything because, you know, anything that you do, you know, it can improve your game. You never know what it can do. So just trying a lot of new things as well.
Clemson wide receiver Amari Rodgers, my guest. You know, from the outside, it seems like that work ethic is a huge part of who you are and why you are where you are. As an example, if we go back to March 2019, following your sophomore season, you tore your ACL. It's the kind of injury that can crush somebody both mentally and physically. And when it happens in the spring before a season, it's even worse. What was your mindset like at that point?
My mindset when it happened, you know, of course, at first you're crushed. You know, before that, you know, you still put in the work to play, you know, do well. So I was crushed at first, but, you know, you also had to put that aside and, you know, just realize and look ahead at what could have happened. So, you know, whenever I found out when my surgery was, you know, I set a goal for, you know, when I could possibly come back. Because, you know, originally when I got hurt, I set my goal to for sure be back for the Syracuse game. Because the year before that, I had played a bad game versus them, and I wanted to make up for it, which I did. So, you know, that was my goal initially coming back. So, you know, no matter what, I wanted to be back for the Syracuse game, which was the third game of the season. So that was in the back of my mind the whole way, just grinding through. You know, I feel like that pushed me through because, you know, I knew that I wanted to be back early on in the season. And, you know, it just kept going and kept going as I got further along. You know, I knew that I was further than a normal person with a torn ACL recovering was at. So, you know, I just wanted to get back faster, as fast as possible whenever I found that out.
We're talking to Amari Rodgers for a few more moments. And then as part of the rehab process, the story goes you got a tattoo. And the tattoo reads, "The future belongs to those who believe in their dreams." What did that phrase mean to you? And why was that something that you wanted to make sure that you could see every single day?
Yeah, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. So, you know, that's just saying that, like, if you believe in your dreams, if you see what you want to accomplish, you know, the future belongs to you because you got to believe before you can do it. And that's really what's in my head, just having that confidence and believing that, you know, I can go out there and do it every single weekend for my teammates and lay it out for the line and execute. So that's really what's in my head, just having a belief that, you know, all the work that I put in throughout the years and even now, that I can go out there and showcase that and, you know, do well.
Hey, Mario, I'm curious that in talking to head coach Dabo Swinney as much as I have over the years, I'm always struck by the fact that despite all the success that he and that program have had, there's still this drive, man, this fire, this hunger to keep competing and be even better than before. A lot of programs have that kind of success. Well, if they did, and they become complacent, but that has never happened to Clemson or Dabo. How do you explain that?
That's just a credit to our coaching staff, man. They do a great job of instilling that mindset of us that, you know, every week is the biggest game of the year. You know, every week we got to approach a game like it's a national championship, like we're playing Alabama or somebody, you know, because you never know. If you don't prepare the right way, that's when you can slip up and, you know, get upset and lose a game. So, you know, they just do a great job of instilling that mindset. You know, you got to prepare like it's the biggest game of the year every single week. And, you know, we do that. You know, every single week we go out there and execute because that's our mindset. You know, we compete and practice every single day to make each other better. And, you know, all of us, I feel like we all treat practice reps like game reps. So that when it comes to the game, you know, it's really easy for us, you know. So credit to the coaching staff for just making our mindset like that, you know, wiring every player that comes in, you know, to not have that complacent mindset and to always continue to work no matter what.
All right, so with that in mind, finally, let me ask you this. You're going to face Syracuse on Saturday. They're having a tough year so far, so there's this expectation that it's going to be a blowout. I know you're not approaching it that way. What concerns you the most about Syracuse, and what is your message to your fellow wide receivers going into this game?
Yeah, they're tough. They're gritty. Every single time I play them, you know, they're tough. They're hard-hitting. You know, they play very physical. You know, their assignment's sound. You know, they have a great coach over there. You know, he does a great job of making sure they're where they need to do, where they need to be. And, you know, every single time they play us, it's always a tough matchup. So, you know, just telling the guys on the team that, you know, we just got to prepare, like I just said, like it's the biggest game of the year. You know, we cannot sleep on anyone. We can't afford that because, you know, especially with a season like this, you know, you can afford to have a slip up and lose a game because it can affect you way worse than it could in a normal year. So, you know, we just got to come every single week ready to play. You know, if we prepare the right way and go out there and execute the right way, you know, it's nobody that I feel like could be as except Clemson, like Coach said. You know, we feel like nobody could be as but Clemson and ourselves.
He's already a national champion, also the ACC Receiver of the Week, Clemson 5-0. They're number one in both polls. And next up, they are hosting Syracuse on Saturday. Amari Rogers, my guest. Amari, appreciate that very much. Great job. Thank you very much. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you, Amari. You know, when he said that, among other things, he watches other interviews to see how guys conduct themselves, I would imagine there's going to be a lot of other players watching his interviews. That's a pro right there. A young guy with a tremendous perspective. Clemson, 5-0 and top ranked. And they've got Syracuse coming up on Saturday. All right, it's time for your beefs.